Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I am your host, John, and today we're going to talk about 40-minute workout. That's what I do every day. I'm going to go through everything I do, and the healthier you are, the better you're going to be, the better you're going to feel, the better you're going to perform, and most of all, when you get older and you want to retire, you want to enjoy your money. But before we get into that, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button so when we make new episodes, you will be notified. Okay, now without further ado, let's get into this episode. The reason why I wanted to make a 40-minute workout that I do, I wanted to share it with everyone because, you know, I'm getting close to 60 and I have been doing workout programs my entire life since age 14 and current. And it is just so profoundly important that I just want to share it with everyone. And I think it helps keep your mind, your body, your soul or your spirit just cleansed. And I just want to go over it. This is one of the things that I religiously do. So every day I exercise on the treadmill 30 minutes. So that's a mile and a half at 3 miles an hour. And that's like 547 and a half miles, or that's 21 marathons a year. And so when you think about that for a second, I'm doing 21 marathons a year, and you can do the same just doing 30 minutes of exercise. If the weather's nice, my wife and I will actually go hiking 3 miles or more. And so I'm actually doing more than that. And so I definitely helps me get in contact with nature. And it's incredibly important to de-stress, unwind, and just cleanse yourself. I just think it's huge. The next thing that I do is I do 10 minutes of dumbbells. And so I do every single muscle group. That's your traps, your shoulders, your biceps, your triceps, your legs, your calves, forearms. Every single muscle group, I do 12 reps, one set. And so the whole philosophy behind that is you want to train like you're 70 years old. And the reason why I say that is I used to train 3 hours a night in the gym. I was incredibly muscular, incredibly strong, but it's like having a part-time job. And so it's not feasible to continue that as you get older and older because, you know, your body changes, life changes, and you really want to stick with something that's going to be able to, you know, benefit you in the long run. And that's why I think it's important to exercise 30 minutes every day, 10 minutes worth of weights, and then do a set of 100 on your obliques. So you're basically going side to side. And then sit-ups, I will do two sets of 25 and to keep your stomach, your core tight. And this is a very easy workout. It's actually relaxing. You're not sweating and you're not going crazy. And part of that problem is that if you continue to train incredibly hard, what ends up happening is you just quit. You work out maybe this year and then next year you quit and then you pick it up. And, you know, it's kind of working out. It's kind of like a 401k. If you put a little bit of money in it every week, at the end of your life where you've got, you know, 20, 30 years in there, you got huge amounts of money. If you put money in a 401k and then you stop it and you start it and you stop it, you're not going to get the result when you go, you know, 20, 30 years out. And the same thing with physical fitness. They really are intertwined and it's very beneficial. There's also another thing that I do, and I don't care how you eat, I take supplements. I take a multivitamin every day, and I also do the David Sinclair system. And If you don't know who David Sinclair is, you can Google him. But basically, I take 250 grams of NMN every day. I take Physine, which I added, which is basically 100 milligrams, and that gets rid of the zombie cells. I take 1,200 milligrams of Resveratrol. I take vitamin K2 and D3 on top of the multivitamin that I take. So like I say, it doesn't matter how you eat. You will never get the supplementation that you need through your food and calorie intake. It's just not going to happen. And then I don't diet. If I want a piece of cake, I eat a piece of cake. If I want a Danish, I have a Danish. If I want some French fries, I have French fries. And the reason why I do that is because, you know, you want to live. You're a human. You know, dieting, the first three letters in diet is die. And so most people, you know, are miserable. You're not designed to go through starvation and diet. You're designed to eat, and you're designed to just, you know, live your life. And so the thing that I like to do is just eat small portions. In the morning, I'll have a, granola bar or something like that. I don't eat a whole lot. I have a cup of coffee. Lunchtime, I have a half a sandwich, and then I just eat a regular size meal at around 3 in the afternoon, and then I work out around 5 o'clock, and it only takes 40 minutes. And this is so important that you spend that time doing that, because, you know, really, I know this sounds weird, but I'm selfish. Why would I spend all this time trying to save, invest in startups, and then croak when I'm 60, or be in a wheelchair, or be disabled? You know, you want to be as physically fit as you can, and you also want to enjoy yourself. And then you also want to work out with your significant other. So if my wife says, hey, let's go hiking, I'm like, cool, let's go hiking. When I get home, I'll just hit some weights, and it doesn't take long. And also, when I go on the treadmill, I transition into the treadmill. Once I'm done with that, I go right into the weights. So I'm getting that residual cardio burn. And like I say, you can just keep doing this every day. It's not a problem. If I get tired for some reason, I can take a day off. Or if there's something going on, it's not the end of the world. I can take that time off and do that. But I really think that especially with the COVID-19, the better and the healthier you are, the more resistance you have, and the better your immune system is. I think it's just incredibly important. Hey, folks, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, this episode. I hope you're staying physically fit out there. Don't forget to just keep moving. Don't forget to work out. Check this out. Maybe you can leave some comments on there and tell me what you think, and I can get a little more descriptive in that if you want. But don't forget, every day, try to walk 30 minutes, brisk 3 miles an hour, walk, go on the treadmill, hit some weights, and if you can't do 10-pound dumbbells, do 5 pounds. If you can't do 5 pounds, do 2.5, so you're stretching your muscle fiber and you're getting that exercise that you need for your body. Okay, well, I hope everybody's doing great out there. You know what I like to say? Happy trails.